welcome to it. We're going to do a Thursday here together, you and I. You ready to do that? We're going to talk about a labor dispute putting the roads at risk in Michigan. Sheree wants me to pay more. How is that possible? And so much more going on. But I'm going to start with some good news here today. That you may or may not be hearing about. I think it's important for you to hear about it. The U.S. Marines in Afghanistan have killed dozens of Taliban leaders. Now that Syria is getting wrapped up, you see, and now that ISIS has been pulverized and pounded into dust, the president and his team have turned their attention back to Afghanistan, America's forgotten war, if you will. It doesn't get the press that it should. 100,000 Americans were deployed in Afghanistan by Barack Obama. Now there are just 15,000. That's about twice as the number as when Donald Trump took office. And as a result, the intel on the ground is getting better again. And when U.S. forces went to work, they knew that more than 50 Taliban commanders, including the deputy Taliban shadow governor of Helmand Province, they were getting together. Here come the Hellfire missiles. They were pulverized as well and killed. Taliban leaders from six other provinces across Afghanistan were killed as well in the strike in the Musa Qala district of Helmand. That, according to a statement released by the U.S. military, 20 other Taliban leaders were killed in airstrikes earlier this month by drones and Air Force A-10 Warthog jets. Remember the Warthogs? The low, slow-flying twin-turbine jets that were... They were a big hit in the Gulf Wars, but then they were going to be mothballed and put away, and they said, you know what, we should keep those. I'm glad we did. You know, several years ago, I was on a C-135 flying gas tank. It's a transport plane turned into a flying gas station, if you will. And I flew out of a base in Ohio to upstate New York where the Warthogs came up and fueled. They're like, oh, I don't know, like, birds coming to the flower, I suppose. Hummingbirds coming in to get their dinner is what these A-10s looked like coming out of the clouds. I thought it was a spectacular day in my life. Anyhow, we kept the A-10s. We kept the Warthogs because they're effective in this kind of an attack. They're effective at pounding these kind of targets, and it worked. They were killed by drones and A-10 Warthog jets based in Kandahar. They arrived earlier this year with a few thousand additional American troops, bringing the number to 15,000. Now, during a Pentagon press conference in his office, Army General John Nicholson told reporters that strikes would disrupt the insurgent group the U.S. military has been fighting for more than 16 years now. Helmand has been the financial engine of the insurgency. The Taliban draws 60% of their revenue from narcotics and other criminal activity, according to the general. But Nicholson played down the impact of the strikes and what it would have nationwide and throughout the Taliban. I would not call it strategic significance, but it definitely had a significant local significance in terms of the fight in southern Afghanistan, he said. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump has nominated Army Lieutenant General Scott Miller, the current head of the Joint Special Ops Command, JSOC, which oversees the nation's elite commando units such as Delta Force, 75th Ranger Regiment, and SEAL Team 6, among others. That's collectively known as the National Mission Force. Recently, U.S. drones killed dozens of those Taliban fighters in western Farah province as well. Last month, the U.S. military launched the second highest number of airstrikes in the past 6.5 years in Afghanistan. As the ISIS war in Iraq and Syria winds down, the U.S. military is clearly ramping up to pound the Taliban into submission. You see, when you go back and you listen to Barack Obama saying it was a generational problem and a generational fight to deal with ISIS and the Taliban, he was wrong. Was it intentional or not? That I don't know. But he was wrong. And Donald Trump was spot on accurate when he said, we're going to go pound those people into submission. We're going to crush ISIS. And we have. We're going to crush the Taliban. And we are in the process of doing exactly that. Yeah, in April, there were more strikes in Afghanistan, 562. More airstrikes in Afghanistan than Iraq and Syria combined over the previous 2 months. I mean, we're going to work. And many of those strikes targeted the Taliban drug labs. That again, the economic engine of what they're doing there. Narcotics and criminal activity is the foundation of their financing. General Nicholson praised the actions of the Afghan security forces as well for preventing the attack from becoming much worse in a recent attack on a police station. This is what we're dealing in. The Afghan guards immediately recognized old uniforms, called on the terrorists to exit the vehicle so they could be checked out. And at that point, the fighting started. This is a recent attack on a police station, as I mentioned. One police officer killed. Hundreds of Afghan civilians have been killed in similar suicide attacks. Nicholson blaming the Taliban and the Haqqani Network, a Taliban offshoot for the attack on the Interior Ministry. An ISIS affiliate has taken credit for a series of attacks in the country's Shia minority in the past year, killing hundreds more. But here's what I want to point out to you. This president isn't out there in front of people taking credit for the attacks that are decimating ISIS. He isn't out there today taking credit for what is decimating the Taliban. He is coming through, and trust me, he takes plenty of credit for a lot of things, but what's happening here? While all of these distractions are occurring, while all of the nonsense is focused on Bob Mueller and Spygate and all of these other things of the Obama administration possibly putting human assets inside the Trump campaign or trying to get somebody to infiltrate the Trump campaign, however far it got, the president keeps focused on the things that he said he would do. Get the economy humming along, which is happening and doing well. Get out of bad trade deals, which he has done time and again. The Trans-Pacific Partnership is gone. NAFTA being renegotiated. Those things underway. Work on getting immigration under control and securing the southern border. Those things are in process. Cutting your taxes to make sure you have more money in your pocket. That happened, of course. Creating new policies for the Veterans Administration so when these soldiers do come home, they come home to a VA that works for them and make sure they can get their medical coverage. That's being worked on and taken off the list. You see, this list goes on and on and on. And you can find, as you look at the list of promises that were made, despite what you'd be told on the other side, the president has accomplished a tremendous amount in the time that he has been in office thus far. A tremendous amount of things have been accomplished already by this president. Make no mistake. Because he remains focused on his job while others remain focused on politics and getting around TV cameras and so forth, even more than he concerns himself with, by far, in fact. In fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back through some of these promises that he made. I'm going to do this for you from time to time to make sure you understand. Ending Obamacare, got rid of the mandate. The travel ban, he continues to fight in the Supreme Court. Deport undocumented illegal aliens, keeps doing that. The defeat of ISIS, of course, he's done that. Federal judges that are conservative and tax cuts. All of these things, creating jobs, scrapping the Iran deal, one after another after another. It's nice when a politician does what he says he's going to do, unless, of course, you're so freaked out by it. You join something called the resistance in America? Really? 14 after, it's a Thursday, just getting warmed up.